Okay, this is Rabbi Jacobs, and this audio we'll be discussing from chapter 2 of my book, Family Purity. We'll be going through the beginning of the chapter, which speak about the source of Anita, and when Anita applies. So, we'll be reading from the first chapter of my book, but I'll be using the first expanded version, which will be coming out pretty soon. So if you're following along, there may be some additions. Okay, the pasuk that everything depends on, or everything grows from, is a pasuk in Vayikra, Chaf Yudches, Leviticus 20, verse 18, and the pasuk is V'isha Sheishka Eves Isha, Dava V'gila Es Evasa Es Mekira Era, V'gilta Es Amam, a man that lies with a woman who had her menstrual flow, etc., as she has revealed the source of her blood. Okay, so the first section in the book says, the name of the first section is uterine bleeding. A woman becomes a menstruant, Nida in Hebrew, when blood leaves the womb. That's based on the above pasuk. As it says, she has exposed the source of her blood. The source refers to the womb. That's according to Rashi and according to the Mefarshim, where the infant is formed, and it's from here that menstrual Nida blood comes. So all Nida blood has to come either from the womb, and we'll discuss the cervix in a second. A woman enters this Nida state whenever blood leaves the womb, regardless of the cause. And whether for natural reasons, for example, in menstruation, spotting, giving birth, emotional excitement, physical exertion, or because of medication. So those are examples of natural causes. We'll say that again. It could be monthly menstruation. It could be spotting, giving birth. We'll speak about that in a later chapter. Giving birth is a different type. We call it Nida, but it's a different type of impurity. But getting back to Nida, emotional excitement, physical exertion, or because of medication. So even if medication causes some sort of bleeding from the womb, that would still be considered Nida. Or it could be something which is not quote-unquote natural. For example, an internal gynecological examination, which involves penetration into the uterus. Okay, so again, to cap up that paragraph, neither is always when it comes from the womb, whether it's natural or whether it's something like medication or some sort of examination. Okay, how large, how much? Next paragraph. Even a minuscule amount of blood exiting the womb causes the neither state, regardless of whether it is moist or dry. Even if there was no sensation of menstrual bleeding or opening of the uterus accompanying the appearance of blood. Okay, so it doesn't matter the size. I mean, theoretically, it doesn't matter if the size of the bleeding, it doesn't matter if dry blood exited or was moist, and whether there was a sensation or there wasn't a sensation. Okay, let's keep going. Now, in the next section, when does Nida apply? The name of this section in the book is Nida Before Marriage. The state of Nida, as well as spiritual excision of both, in other words, what's called, let's keep going, okay. The spiritual excision of both, for having relations at this time is applicable even before marriage, even if there wasn't full penetration and there was no emission of semen. So in other words, the prohibition of Nida applies even before marriage. The other prohibitions associated with Nida, which include kissing, hugging, affectional contact, also apply to unmarried women, since an unmarried woman has never left her Nida state by immersing her in mikvah. So Nida applies any time even before marriage, and all of the other prohibitions that we discuss at length in the book also apply to to women who are unmarried, as they've never immersed in a mikveh. And we discuss it a little bit later on in the book that unmarried women are not permitted to go to the mikveh. Additionally, it's forbidden to be alone with unmarried women who have not gone to the mikveh, or even if, I mean, they're not permitted to go to the mikveh anyway. So it's actually the Isra of Yichud is forbidden with all women. There is no minimal age for a woman to become a nida, okay? Even a young lady, a young girl who's began menstruating is in a constant state of nida until she immerses herself in the mikveh the first time before her wedding. Okay, so till this point we've discussed the first two sections of the book, the verse, the pasuk that discusses from where nida is learned. It's from Leviticus 20, verse 18, and the verse says that it must come from the womb. It doesn't matter the size of the bleeding that's discharged, and it doesn't matter whether the bleeding is dry, moist, or what have you. None of that matters, and it doesn't matter the reason that there might have been a discharge of blood. It could be natural, which is menstruation, could be spining, giving birth, emotional excitement, exertion, or medication, or it could also be what's considered unnatural, quote unquote, which could be a gynecological examination, which penetrates that area of the body. The size doesn't matter, and even if there's no sensation, the laws of nida apply even before marriage. It doesn't matter what the age is. There's no minimum size for a woman to become nida. And that wraps up the first two sections of the book. And in the next edition, we'll be continuing in the book. We'll be discussing Hargasha. And till then, see you later.